Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke about young people being on social welfare, and I asked if a parent would come on the air between, you know, had a child between 18 and 24 years of age, who's on the dole, come on the air and explain to me why they're still sitting at home, you know, and not up getting up off their arse and getting a job, because there's no reason for it. And I urge you again, if there's any parent out there listening who has a 19 or a 20-year-old who's not in college, or maybe only doing night courses or something, and is sitting at home all day, you know, on the couch or in his room playing with his PlayStation or her, why are they doing it? Why are you allowing it to happen? Well, I received an email from my mother in that very position. Hi, Niall. I was listening to your show and I heard you mention young people who are on the dole. You asked for a parent, a child, of this child to come on the air. I am that parent, Niall, but I'm too embarrassed to come on your show. My son is 21 years of age. He dropped out of college last year because he said the course wasn't what he wanted to do in life. He has never had a job, despite me asking him to look for one. He sits at home all day doing nothing while I work. I partially blame myself for the situation, but in all honesty, Niall, what am I supposed to do? I am working to keep the roof over our heads and can't be babysitting him all the time. I have a 17-year-old who's still in school also. He's an adult now, even if he doesn't behave like one. I do worry that he will never get his act together. He is lazy, plain and simple, and I'm not going to give him any excuses. I know you wanted someone like me to come on your show yesterday, but the truth is, parents like me don't know what to do and can't make excuses for our lazy children. So we want to come on the air, but I can't because we don't have any answers. And I understand that, yeah. And she goes on to say, if you talk about my email now, please try to be understanding. If you or your listeners have any advice, I will gladly take it. I can't kick him out. He's 21 with nowhere to go, and he's my child. What should a parent like me do when you have a lazy layabout of a child? Well, I suppose she is looking for advice. I'm not going to have a go at her because she asked me not to, right? But in saying that, I'm sorry, Mrs. or Ms. Your kid is bone idle and you need to do something about it. But hopefully people might be able to give you a few suggestions today. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text. What should this woman do? Can you offer her any advice? Maybe you've been in that situation. You've got a kid somewhere between 18 and 24 at home, dropped out of college, maybe not in college. Or maybe they're only doing part-time college at night or whatever it is, and they're sitting at home on their ass, not contributing a penny, and won't do anything. Male or female. They're both guilty of it. Let me know what you think, and the number is 087-188-0008. Breeda, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Breeda?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
Good, Breeda. I mean, what advice would you give to this mother? She's not making excuses for her lack of discipline, I suppose. But what advice would you give her?
Well, I can only tell her my story, where I did my Leaving Cert when I was 18, and the thing in our school at the time was to repeat your Leaving Cert, and it was a big party year, great crack out every Friday night, and I got my Leaving Cert results, and the college places were given, and I got two separate colleges,
yeah.
Limerick and Tralee. So I was saying to my mother, oh, it doesn't matter, I'm going back repeating anyway. And my mother, God bless her, said, you can go to Limerick or you can go to Tralee. The choice is yours, but you're out.
You're not staying here.
Yeah.
So you were looking at repeating just so you could have a dossier.
Yeah. I had the points for what
but at
I
least you're at
anyway.
Least you're honest anyway, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I had my points, so it didn't really matter.
So but you just wanted to take a year off?
Well, I mean, still would have had to go to school and everything.
Yeah, but that would have been a lot easier than having to go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so basically your mother, she basically said to you, you're going to college or you're getting out of the house.
Yeah.
And you went to college, I assume.
I went to college. I went to Limerick.
Best decision you probably ever made.
Yes.
Of course, your mother was right, because mothers are always bloody right.
Yeah, she was. But then when my brother did his Leaving Cert, he was offered a college place and wouldn't take it.
Right.
He wanted to get a job and live locally. And it is a real home bird.
Did he get a job?
Oh, my God, yeah. My mother would have had us out working from 12 if she could have found jobs for us.
Right. And so can I ask you, if it's not too personal, was there a dad on the scene as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And what was his attitude? Did he agree with her? Obviously, he backed her up.
Well, he didn't really have any choice.
Right, okay.
My mother was the boss.
And, right, and even if you were a little kind of daddy's girl, you couldn't get around him, no?
I could work my father. You could never work my mother, but I could, you know, I could work my way around my dad. He was the best dad. I was blessed to have him.
All right, okay.
But my mother worked like a dog from when she was a child, and anybody that knows her, you know, will always say that.
Mm-hmm.
And
is she still with us?
She is, yeah.
What's her name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen?
Yeah.
All right, Kathleen, how are you? You're a wonderful mother, we believe.
Yeah. So,
and the dog is wonderful too.
Yeah, you know, so I was very lucky. And she did make the
Will
right
you
decision.
Feed the dog, for God's sake?
Yeah, sorry, the postman's here.
That's a loud dog breed. What sort of dog is that?
It's an English setter.
It sounds like a wolf.
It is, and she's the size of one too.
Right, so the bottom line for this mother, you believe, is you just have to take the bull by the horns and say you either get a job or get out.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah, you have to. Because, I mean,
but see, mothers are like, oh, I can't do that to my poor little son. I couldn't put him out on the streets. And nowadays, there's nowhere for them to rent. And all these little... And any excuse not to make that decision.
He won't starve.
He won't. No, you're right.
You know, they'll always find somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Let me go to Donal as well. Stay there, Breeda. Donal.
How are you doing now?
Yeah, Kathleen had the right idea.
She does. I'm up here in the big smoke. No.
What are you doing in the smoke? Have you got a passport to come to Dublin?
I haven't. I picked up a lot of people from Helsinki this morning.
Right. Oh, okay. On your bus.
But I won't stay long because my mother won't let me stay long in Dublin. I don't want to get corrupt.
Right. Okay. So you just bring those Helsinkians back to where you want to bring them.
I don't like this place. I'm a young, good little Catholic boy and you drove me.
So, Donal, I mean, what do you do in that situation? Is Breeda right? Was her mother right just to kick her out?
I have two boys, one 27 and one 19, and they never signed on the door in their life. The big fella, even when he was at school, he was working in Dunstores. Now, he went off to college. He killed me now for telling you this, but he went off to college there, and he had a right good year, drinking, and he was up on Facebook having a right laugh for himself.
Right, okay.
But he didn't do too well in the first year in college, and he came back to me and he said, am I going back to college next year? Indeed, you're not, I said.
So what's the point of that?
I said, your days of college are finished, I said.
Yeah.
Because I won't be paying for it. He went away, he got himself a job, started working in a shop. He's a fine big job now working in Kellogg's. And the younger fella is working, is an apprentice electrician. So he'll be a rich man in years to come.
Right, okay.
And I say to this woman, it's very simple. She should say to that young fella, you have 2 weeks or a month, we say, to get a job. And if you don't get the job by, you're on the street. Good luck.
But see, now we all feel this way as parents, right? Yeah. That's the tough talk, right?
But it's the right
talk. But when it comes to it, it's really hard to do with your own kids.
I'm telling you, I guarantee you, if that young fella, he will come back to her in a month's time, he'll thank her for it. Because let me tell you one thing.
She could fall out with him as well.
Well, she could. And Niall, well, then he's a waste of a young fella. If my boss said to me, Donald, I'll give you your week's wages, but don't bother coming into work. So who's coming to work? It's human nature. If you don't have to do something and you want to get looked after, but the government have to answer questions as well. What sort of government gives a young fella money for sitting at home?
I know. And they upped the money yesterday. They doubled the money.
No money. You should get no money till you have children.
I don't understand the logic. Even when it was only 100, it's now 203 for those who don't live independently. Even when it was even 100, why would you give a 19-year-old 100 quid of taxpayers' money for nothing?
I'm not even talking about youngsters. Nobody should get money unless you have dependents. Yeah. Nobody. You should get no money.
Unless, of course, the country is in a recession and there is no jobs. I understand that. But there's no reason for that right now.
You're cutting me out of work now. And I have to go away now because these people are getting on me boss. I just say one thing.
Who, the Helsinkians?
Yeah. Call out the army and practice the riot training and all them layabouts blocking traffic up here in Dublin and everything else.
Oh, well, I tell you, they'll be coming to Cork, Galway and Limerick soon too,
yeah,
you know.
Shower of wasters all year.
Right,
that's
okay.
A complete nutter wasters.
Okay, yeah. All right.
All right, now.
We'll send them a bar of soap from you, Donald.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Although
it'll be probably like Superman when you give them kryptonite.
Oh, it's in the prairie for themselves. And they know all about what life is all
they
about.
To be honest with you, they all look like extras from Little House on the Prairie, if you ask me.
Go on, I'll talk to you later.
So, Breeda, he has a good point. Is it just kick them out? That's it. But
yeah.
But what happens, Breeda, like, at the time now, you know, when Kathleen was going to kick you out, you know, would you have fallen out with her?
No, I was scared as could be of my mother. I still am. If she said get out, I was out.
But would you not have kind of felt a bit bad and said, hey, my own mother's abandoned me at 18 years of age?
No, she did the same thing. When she was 18, she emigrated.
Yeah, but the kids will argue nowadays, when I say kids, I know they're adults at 18 years of age, but the teenagers will argue that times are different. You know, it's not as easy to get a bedsit these days.
That's because they were all like little snowflakes.
Yeah, you're right. I would agree with you actually, Breida, but I'm just telling you what other people would say. They are snowflakes.
Yeah. I mean, I see it, you know, sometimes with some of the mammies, you know, and you're listening to, you know, about my child and, you know, what I'm buying for Christmas for my kid. I got my kid a lump of coal last Christmas because she was misbehaving.
Oh, Santa Claus left a lump of coal?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I hope Santa Claus left something else for her eventually. I hope Santa Claus left something else eventually for her.
He did.
All right.
Well, you know, there had to be a bit of tough love.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a bit of tough love because it does work. It's just as parents, and I know I'm a parent of three children. Well, when I say children, the youngest is over 18 now, almost. When I say, you know, you got to be tough, it's hard to be tough as a parent. And stay there because, Breed, if you can. Let me just go to Roisin as well. Roisin, you're on Classic Kids.
Hi.
How are you doing, Roisin?
How are you?
Good, Roisin. I mean, is it tough as a parent, you know, to put your foot down and say, get a job or get out?
Oh, isn't it? But that poor mother, he's taking the mick out of her.
He's 21.
21. Listen, she needs to make life a little bit comfortable for him, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie, Failure to Launch?
No, I haven't. What's it about?
Well, right. She's a relationship expert and she comes in. She gets these fellas to get out of their mother's houses and the first thing she tells them is, you don't want to leave them clothes freshly folded on their bed every morning. Let something run out in the fridge. Let their favourite food run out in the fridge.
I used to have, when I was a kid at home, I used to have the magic bed and the magic table. My clothes just used to appear on it folded in every day.
Listen, that's fine if you're doing the right thing by your parents. Like, listen, but when I was 17, I finished school, I went out, I got a job. Right? I got a job in a dry cleaner because the dry cleaners had a job going. I didn't have me hopes and dreams to work in a dry cleaner. Do you know what I mean? All this thing makes me laugh. Oh, that's not what his degree is in. That's not what his... Get out and get a job. I'm on the floor. Like, don't be a sponger.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what your degree happens to be in. If that's all that's available at the time, until you get your dream job.
You go and do a bloody degree in fine art and there's no job in it. You know what I mean? After you pass, like, and flip burgers. Well, I would. And I'd have respect for my son to be out flipping burgers. And I'd say, brilliant. I wouldn't be kicking him out of the house. Not a chance.
Yeah.
But I'd want him to have a job.
But if he's insisting, I mean, she's obviously thrown the hint at him a few times to get out and get something, but he's just not listening.
Bigger than the old hint. I bet you he has a cushy there. She'd turn around and say, listen, I'm really sorry now, but you're going to have to bunk in with your younger brother because I'm going to have to rent a room out now to make a few bob because we're not having any money in. He'll get a job. Not a bother. Guarantee you he's connected to the Wi-Fi, nice dinner on the table every night. Just needs to get a bit tough with him. And it's awful, but he'll thank her in the long run.
Yeah, she's probably ironing his clothes for him. And
what woman is going to end up stuck with him? My God.
Have you got kids, Roisin?
I have one lovely son, lovely lad, 14.
Right, okay. Almost so he, well, he's getting close to that age now where you're going to have to be having the talk and saying now as soon as the leaving cert happens, you need to get your act together here now, start bringing in some money here.
Either in college or working, ideally both.
Yeah.
The harder for the lads to get a job. Listen, I'm not. I'm going to be the very same. He's the apple of my eye and all that. And I do everything.
Of course he is.
You're not teaching the man.
You'd be sad seeing him go.
I wouldn't want him to go.
But this is the thing. It's really sad. My son only left the home 6 months ago. It's nearly 6 months now. It's terrible. You've no idea. It's heartbreaking. Breida, are you listening to me here?
I actually am.
It's heartbreaking, Breida.
I know.
He's my little boy, my little baby. He's 23 now, mind you, but he's my little baby.
I know. My kid wants to go to boarding school.
All right. How old is he now, Breida, your kid?
I'm not going to say.
How old is he?
He's like the worst parent ever.
Why? How old is he, Breida?
10.
Oh, 10?
Yeah.
And he wants to go to boarding school.
Because our house is crazy.
Right, okay. But mind you, there was nothing wrong with boarding. It's not as popular nowadays as it used to be years ago. Boarding school was kind of, it put a lot of discipline into children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, I know kids still do it for scholarships and things like that. You know what I mean? And what have you, they go to some boarding schools. Is there many boarding schools around?
There are a few, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there very for the wealthy now. And I suppose to say, if you two
parents, must be wealthy.
Documentary on it, and it was kind of parents in the military and stuff like that.
Yeah, are you wealthy, Breda?
Loaded.
There you go.
Soup and catch.
She's lighting cigarettes with 50 euro notes, wiping her bum in them. She's loaded, Roisin.
For a bit of peace, Monday to Friday. Pick them up on a Friday eve and drop them back on a Sunday night.
Oh, it's so funny. We went to an open day recently in a boarding school.
Right.
And it was very nice, you know, and they were big into sport and stuff. And one of the mothers goes, "And where are the riding tables?"
The riding tables.
The riding stables.
Oh, the riding stables. That's because it's boarding school, darling. Boarding school. I only know one kid. I'm trying to think of all my friends. I know one kid who's in boarding school, but he's doing like a tennis scholarship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some sort of, and he wants to be a professional tennis player, don't we all? But I asked my daughter keeps changing her mind about what she wants to do. I said to her there during the year, I said, "Have you decided what you want to do yet?" And she goes, she was in transition year last year. She's in fifth year now, right? And I said, "Have you decided what you want to do?" Yeah, professional ice skater. I said, "I think you've only been ice skating twice in your life." And God love her now, she's great and everything, but she's not the best ice skater in the world, you know what I mean?
Is that the child that's dyspraxic?
Yes!
So, you know.
She wants to be a professional ice skater. And I said, "Well, look, if you want to follow your dream, follow your dream." And and then she's telling me she wanted to work with dogs because she loves animals. And I think she went to Dogs Trust for a day or something like that and told me then afterwards, "I don't want to work with dogs anymore, they're too noisy." That's a scrap. Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Gary. Gary, you're on Classic Kids. Hey, Gary.
How are you doing, Lyle?
Good. Gary, are we too soft on our kids?
Sure am, mate. Come here to me. My father told me years ago, you come home with an application form. He told me you won't be staying in this house, you know?
Yeah.
He said, "Get out." And he actually got me an application for the army.
All right.
You know, he was a being good listener to your show in the night time there now.
So he sent you into the army?
Swear to God, he used to say, "You'd be leaving for the army in the barracks in the morning." They listen to me. You're not staying in that bed all day.
Good man. I like the cut of his jib.
And any shots around the area, bits of poultry shots, anything. He'd always give you a day's walk somewhere. He'd say, "You have to go down to your woman in the morning. They're better walk there for you."
Well, he was right, wasn't he? I mean, how old are you now, Gary?
I'm 38 now.
Okay, and are you working every day?
6 days a week. I start at 5 o'clock every morning.
Look at you.
My daughter's 16. She works the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Good.
She's staying in the house last night, texting her boss, when is her hours now for the weekend and all, you know?
Yeah.
She loves her field bob. She gets her field bob. The old cash in hand, as she calls it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice, she gets
what's the minimum wage now for a 16? I know it's different for a 16-year-old, the minimum wage. Is actually,
she gets a tenner an hour off this guy, you know?
Well, that's really good.
And she goes out to the pitch at the weekend, and she gets her eyebrows and whatever else done. And it's handy.
Yeah, so she's paying, she's paying for herself.
Yeah, it's great. Fine. You know, 100%.
Yeah, Breedy, you need to get that 14-year-old out, or that 10-year-old out working.
Yeah, I know. I then super value when she turns 16.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Gary.
And then she's 20 quid short then this week because she wants to get something done with her eyebrows. I don't know.
What?
She
wants to get them, what do they call that? Threaded. Threaded. Is it HD or something? HD, is it?
Yeah. And she was saying, "Dad, can I come out to work with you this evening? I will be out late this evening, you know?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Why do you want to come out? Because you normally give me a few bob if I help you out in the van." Now, she finished school at 24 and she'll come out in the van with me later on. They go home now, have me break and have a sleep and that, you know?
Right, okay.
Well, she'll still come out. That's the walk. That's how I love that and who, you know what I mean?
No, it's great to see. It's great to see them with having that kind of that work ethic at a young age.
And then she likes the few bob then and I'll pocket in. And then it's grand being her mother, you know.
Okay, and what would you say to this woman who wrote in the email about her 21-year-old son who's sitting at home for the last 6 months?
Yeah, she should just go there. They want most parents just go into like the Tesco and McDonald's or any of them and get the old application. I just do it on the slide. I say, "Listen, you've been interviewing Monday morning.
Go."
There's a short and a tiny pair of slacks. Good luck to you.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need much qualifications to be working in a lot of the jobs. I know a lot of them are minimum wage, but you don't need much qualifications.
everywhere I go, we travel all over the country driving. All the carriages are looking for staff, the cafes, the little, the alley, they're everywhere you look.
Yeah, McDonald's and all these places, always looking for staff.
Signs in the window everywhere. Direct, we deliver the restaurant, both the kitchen porters, waiters, everything wanted them.
Yeah, so this idea that we still have 6% of the population, the working population, unemployed, is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then that's what I'm saying. When a friend of mine there, he parked in Dame Street and he was told to move. Yeah, saying, if these hippies there in Merrion Square, well, I don't understand this, you know.
The hippies. The commune in Merrion Square. There's a really funny video going around. I don't know if Roisin and Breed, have you been watching these Extinction Rebellion people?
No, not really.
No, good. Good for you.
Here a bit of it here and there.
Well, they were protesting in Penny's last night. I don't know what that was about. But they were all marching through Penny's with their signs, shouting and roaring, chanting, right? Whatever it is they chant. But in the video, you can clearly see now they're all of a certain type of person, if you want to say
that.
Yeah, but where did they get
their clothes from? This is the funny thing about it. Halfway, as they're walking through the aisle, and one of them has drums, and they all have the big Extinction Rebellion signs, one of the women stops to have a look at the price of a dress. And I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. So, pennies, hon. You know what I mean? It's cheap.
Like, they took the week off. Guarantee you now, there's your 8% right there.
Yeah, that's what they are. Some of them didn't take the week off. A lot of them just need to get a bloody job and get a life. If not, better to do. Okay, I'm going to take a break. Thanks for that, Carrie. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody else texted, I didn't know there was still boarding schools. Oh, there is still some boarding schools, yeah. And it's not too bad, by the way. Boarding schools, it depends on what you're into. If you have a child and you want to, I'm not saying knock some discipline into them, but if you want to discipline a child, I mean, boarding school sets out regulations and rules. They got to get up at a certain time, have breakfast at a certain time, study at a certain time. I mean, a lot of kids have done really well coming out of boarding schools. Loads of texts. My daughter is 17, worked since she was 16, great saving, but still wants us to pay for everything, as that's her money she's earning. Stop. If she's earning her own money, she's got to spend it on herself. And if it's going to be spent on herself, it's got to be spent on clothes and the Nike runners and everything that she expects you normally to buy. If she's going to be wastefully, you know, spending her money and expecting you to still pay for everything else, that's probably a bit ridiculous. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. What advice would you give to a mother whose 21-year-old son is sitting at home, not in college, not working, and she just can't take any more of it? Let me get back to the other topic in relation to this 21-year-old. Jenny, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jenny?
Hi, how are you?
Jenny, I mean, okay, oh, you're the one with the daughter who still expects you to pay for everything. Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it? And I know that situation. I have a son and a daughter both working part-time, you know? Mm-hmm. And and they still come to you looking for money.
Yeah, well, I have to say she's a fantastic work ethic. So, like, she had a part-time job in the summer. It was only seasonal. When it ended, she went straight out, found herself another job. No problem with that. Don't need to get her up for hours. But she earns money. She saves it. But it's money for her.
That's her money.
For her.
That's her money.
She wouldn't spend it on €1 on something she'd want. So she wants, I pack her lunch for school still, and she's doing supervised study. She wants something after school. She texts me to transfer her €5 so she can get something. And I say, but, like, you got paid yesterday, and you've, like, 300, whatever. And she goes, yeah, but that's my money.
Like, it's
your responsibility.
Of course it's her money.
It's your responsibility to feed me. And I'd be like, but I've given you get your 3 meals a day, and you know.
You've got shoes on your feet, and you've got a pair of pants on you going out the door. Yeah.
And the same, like, she'd moan at something made for dinner that she didn't want, and I'd say, well, look, when you start giving me housekeeping, you'll get an opinion on what's for dinner.
And how old is she?
She's 17.
Ah, stop. So if she wants, say, a pair of Nike runners or something fashionable, you know, for the weekend or whatever, for going out, I'm assuming she goes to the odd disco or something every now and again or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah. But
would you be the one that has to pay for it?
Have to pay for it.
Okay, so you're the one who'll fork out for the runners, and you're the one who'll fork out for the new dress or the new pants or whatever it is. You're the one...
I pick my battles. I don't give in all the time. But
you do give in the end, Jenny, don't you?
Something.
Jenny, admit it. Like, you give in the end, don't you? Because she's your daughter.
Not for everything. But she's no, for like, I've really, I work hard, my husband's work hard, we both work full time. We always have. We've really done our best to instill a really good work ethic in her. And she's very good in so much as she turns up for work, she's punctual, she's very good at what, like, when she's in work. But, for example, like, she asked for Christmas, could she have a new phone? And I said, your phone is fine, you have an iPhone 7 Plus or whatever it is, the screen's cracked, it costs you €95 to fix it. No, she wants, she goes, the phone I want, it's not that dear, it's only €1,400.
Only €1,400?
Neither our phones together don't cost
so,
that.
So she obviously wants one of the new iPhones or new Samsungs.
Yeah, the new iPhone, whatever. The
11, so yeah.
It's only €1,400.
Only €1,400.
So we said absolutely, Catherine, that's my husband, categorically not.
No, yeah.
So now, I thought we got away with that then. Right, so she has a budget for Christmas, that's it, that's what, like, Santa has a budget.
Yeah.
And she, she then asked for something, that I actually want a new bed for Christmas. So I said, look, are you sure you want a bed? And she goes, of course I do. I'll send you a link to the one I want. So I said, fair enough. So the frame she wants is £2,500 and the mattress is €800 and something.
You need to clip her wings. Like, Jenny, you need to clip her wings.
But this I'm trying to say, we don't spoil her, and she has the sense.
But why, where is she? Well, then where is she getting this from?
If her friends and school and, like, the parents, like, don't, like,
Instagram,
you know,
and
they're,
yeah,
doing their leaving cert, or the parents don't expect them to work because their studies are more important.
Mm.
But it's definitely not coming from our house. Like, we don't have, if she wants money from us, she has to earn it, and she gets a very limited amount.
Yeah, but the point is, at the moment, she's working, earning money. She's got obviously that in her bank account or whatever it is, and she's still asking you. And she's
in her bank account.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know how much she has because it's private. It's her money.
See now, Jenny. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. I you know, I'd probably be in the same boat as you, and people would give out to me if I did the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you're being naive in some sense that I suppose you should be saying to her, look, if you want something, you're going to have to learn to pay for it. Because if they're allowed to continue to save and you pay for everything else in the meantime, they're not learning the value of money.
No.
Because they have to learn, they have to spend it as well. You know, and on themselves. That's what it's for. It's, you know, they think that this is like a little savings when they get a part-time job. This is for them to spend on special things that just, you know, that they want or whatever, but not stuff that they need. Whereas they have to learn that throughout life you spend money on things that you need.
Yeah.
And they have to learn that from young. I remember I did my first gig.
She's earning more. Like, so during the summer, she did fund her own social life.
Yeah.
That was fine.
Yeah, the odd trip to the pictures or whatever. Yeah.
So now that was a summer job. So now she's working kind of like, still part-time. She works like a Wednesday after school, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, it's she's getting okay,
she's a decent
money.
Few
she's
quid,
getting,
yeah.
She's getting tips as well. Her argument is that it's money that she's really working hard for. So we say, like, but the money you're spending from us, we're working hard for.
I was just going to say that.
It's
you're working hard
like
for
it. It's not just like falling out of a tree.
No.
And she's like, but you're my parents. So it's your responsibility. And we're like, yes, but you have your own money. Like, I feed you. I pay for electricity. There's hot water there for a shower. I bought your uniform. I bought your school book. You know, you're not wanting for
Do you
anything.
Want me to read out some of the text coming in?
I can imagine.
No, I'm only asking you. Do you want me to read them out?
Yeah, go on.
Jenny's a fool. How dare her daughter? She is teaching her nothing except to depend on others. I was working at 14 and gave over half my wages to my mother. This generation is disgraceful. Thanks, says Stephen and Finglas. Niall, I've heard it all now. Jenny needs to do something about that daughter immediately. Somebody else says, Niall, I'm sure the kid is a good kid. Let's not be too hard on her, but she's just a little bit disillusional. But she is a bit disillusioned,
but
I think.
See, I totally and utterly agree. I'm not defending her. I think it's disgraceful. We're constantly fighting over it. I'm not just letting her away with it. Like, when she started earning...
But you are letting her away with it. You are.
But where's the point of, like, World War III in the house every day? Do you know?
And
you
I understand she's under 18, so you know, it's not a case,
like,
of get out.
And hormonal, yeah. I mean, like,
yeah.
You know, we pick battle and, like, we do put our foot down an awful lot.
but she's a tendency to wear us down. And teenagers can be very, very persistent.
Oh, they can, yeah.
Like, and sometimes it is just, if it's not really, like, I wouldn't go and spend €100 on her because she hounded me.
Yeah.
I'd give her the fiver, like. I wouldn't be buying her big expensive things or giving in that respect. I really do stand my ground.
Right.
But it's difficult because I want her, like, she is working. She's doing what I want. She's studying. She's getting good grades.
Yeah, and that has to be applauded, and I'm sure you're very proud of her, and I'm sure you love her to bits as well. But, I mean, you got to be tough. There's a thing called tough love as well. Do me a favour, stay there for a second, because I have to go to break, and I want to come to Pat as well. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Please stay with me, Jenny. Loads of people texting in, by the way, with some advice. Poor Jenny's daughter is getting a bit of a hard time on these texts at the moment. But, Jenny, you're not on your own. Somebody did text in and says, Niall, I know how Jenny feels. I have a son in exactly the same situation. He works part-time. I don't even know how much he has in his bank account, but I reckon it's probably over €1,000. But he's still insists on asking me for his lunch money on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I know.
You're between a rock and a hard place.
And what do you do?
Like, I think I'm being tough, but then I don't want to come home from work every single night and end up with a fight. You have to fight. You're trying to keep the peace.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with it. Like, it infuriates both myself and my husband.
Well, stay there for a second, because Pat, you're on Classic. Oh, well, stay there, Jenny. Pat.
Yeah,
how are you doing? How are things?
You've been listening to Jenny there and her 17-year-old daughter, who is working, but it's her money.
I just like to make, apart from what Jenny's been saying there, I just like to make a couple of quick points, first of all, right? First of all, Extinction Rebellion, Cheryl Weister.
Let's move on from that. We'll be talking about that in about 20 minutes. Go on.
Right, anyway, Cheryl Weister, right? So let's go on from that. Now, I have two kids. One is he's 19. And I have another girl who's 16, and she just turned 17 there at the start of September.
Right, okay. You're right in the demographic there, right. Come on.
Now, the youngster got a job there during the summer. He's in Waterford, right, in a course in Waterford. He got a job during the summer, right, but he got it through what I would term to be the click. He couldn't get a job on it, no matter where he applied, where he went, all the rest of told, no. He got him through the click and ended up on the building site.
Right.
Okay, but he was earning it. Now, we know how much he has in his bank. We know how much he was earning. Showed us the payslips, the whole lot. There was nothing being hidden or anything like that. But I said to him, look, you know, he's going to be in college till he's 23. So I said to him, look, whether you got a job or whether you didn't, okay, we were going to have to, if he'd never got a job, we were going to have to pay for college for him anyway.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I said to him, listen, if you ever hope, son, to get on the property ladder in this country, you keep every penny that you get, okay, in your bank. Now, he's the opposite. He's actually gone and paying for stuff and not told us about it, with college supplies and all the rest of it. I mean, I found out I hit the roof. And I said to him, look, you know, you are never going to be able to save a deposit for a house if you keep digging and digging and digging into your money that we would have had to pay for one way or the other. Okay? That's the point.
So you're looking at it from a different angle. I understand.
I'm looking at it from the point of view that if he...
Okay, but Jenny, I don't think Jenny's daughter's saving for a deposit for a house.
No, Mommy and Daddy are.
Yeah.
Hold on. Just let me finish, right? Now, the point I'm making is, whether he got a job or not, right, we committed to putting him through college for 4 or 5 years, okay? That's the point I'm making with him, okay? He offered to pay this year for his accommodation and for his college and all the rest of it. He was going to leave himself dry. I said no, because every summer you come home, and in fairness, he's going to have the same job every summer. I said, every summer you come home, you're going to pay for your entire college together. I mean, you're finished college. You're going to have nothing if you A, decide to move, or B, decide you want to start buying a place or something like that at 23. You're going to have nothing.
But Pat, what you're kind of doing, because he's still quite young, you're giving him a bit of a get-out clause there, not to contribute. I believe at that age he's probably a bit young to be saving for a house, to be honest.
Oh no, when he's finished college, if he decides not to go somewhere, he can either pay up or get out.
Yeah, but you're still letting him stay there till he's 23. Free of charge.
Most of the time. But yeah, I do see where you're coming from. But
you're giving him an excuse. He'll say, oh, well, I'm saving for college. Jenny's daughter could just turn around to her mother tomorrow and say, well, I'm saving for a house. You know what I mean? She's not really. If he's earning money, should he not be handing up a few quid?
The point is, we know what he's earning, and he is trying to pay for stuff for
himself. Jenny doesn't even know what her daughter's earning. She won't even tell her.
We've seen his bank. We've seen his payslips, the whole lot. It's all there. It's out in front of us. We know what he has.
But do you believe you have a right to know?
That's another debate. I won't get into that today.
Under 18, do you have a right to know how much they're earning?
If they're living under your
roof and you're paying for their bed and board, I think you have a right to know.
I would say maybe yeah, maybe no. It just depends on the
Jenny, do you think you have a right to know?
My perspective, yes. From her perspective, she's nearly 18. She's an adult. It's her private business.
Well, then you just say, well, look, if you're nearly 18 and you're an adult, you act like an adult and start paying for yourself.
Many a time.
The point I actually wanted to make, you know, that was a side point.
I think, Pat, your son is actually, I think that's very nice of him trying to pay for college stuff. You're finding it unnecessary, willingly.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he's taking responsibility is very good.
Yeah, and I wouldn't give out to him, Pat, for wanting to pay for some of his college stuff and everything else. I think it's quite responsible of him. I think he's a little bit young yet to be thinking about putting a deposit down in the house. But maybe, look, fair enough, if that's what you think is a good idea and that's the way you want to do it. I've run out of time, guys. Pat, thank you very much for the advice. Obviously a different angle on it altogether. But Jenny, you need to clip our wings.
Yeah. Thanks a million.
All right, Jenny, thanks for sharing it with us. I'm sure a lot of parents around the country can absolutely associate with Jenny's difficulty and Jenny's problem, because I know a lot of parents in exactly the same situation. And if they're earning money, I suppose they should be giving you something. If they're living in your house and you're feeding them and you're giving them bed and board and they're earning a couple of hundred quid a week or even 150 a week, there's no harm in hand in saying, even if it's a token gesture, 20 quid, there's 20 quid, ma'am. That towards the house, maybe towards the bill of some description, it wouldn't go astray.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.